I didn't go snap net fishing now straight away. I had a brother, John, who was a crewman for a long time with my father. John moved on to another crew, so it was my turn then to go fish with my father, and he was going to train me in. But I remember one evening I fished down too tight, and I got the front of the cart, caught in the sallies on him. We were fishing too tight, and I was only young at the time. I was only about 8 or 9 years of age, and we were there stuck in it for a few minutes, and he says to me, "Are you going to put down the paddle in the water and take me back out?" He says to me, and I says, "I will, yeah." And he said, "You want to do it soon?" He says, "We're losing valuable fishing." So you learned the hard way. You were taught the hard way how to do it. So now we're outside of an area here now known as the head of Charlie's Hole. Just that area, just as we're looking in, we're after coming down past the Cripple's Cottage, and the next place is the head of Charlie's Hole. And this is actually the middle of Charlie's Hole here, where this little rock area here is. And as you move down further, just when you're coming out of it is the tail of Charlie's Hole. You'd need to know the names. You'd need to know exactly where you were fishing into, because if you happen to fish too tightly into that place there now, just that little place was known as the middle in there. But if you fish too tightly in there, the net would simply get caught in it fast. But the fishermen knew exactly where they all were. They tell you when to take up the net, they tell you when to keep out, they tell you when to fish it lightly, and they tell you when to let it back.
So do you think your father was, like, he saw the value of passing it on? Like,
he did. Most fishermen did see the value of passing it on, because I'd say they actually, from a long time out, I'd say they saw the tradition of the fishing dying the whole time, you know. And I'd say even in the 80s and 90s, when my father was still fishing with us, and right up into 2004 he fished, probably 2003, about 3 years before he died, he fished right with us, you know. But I remember the last night he fished, and we struck out at the mud of the Raven. That night there was no crew at all on the river, and the river was absolute calm. There wasn't a ripple on the river that night, and we were struck in at the mud of the Raven, and he says, "I think this fishing is dying," he says. And I said, "How will you make out that?" "Well," he said, "on this stretch of river one time," he says, "there was 17 and 18 four-man crews," he says, "that fished from St. Mullins," he says, "to Cool Hill Quay and to down past the Castle Pond." And he says, "Now tonight," he says, "we're here on our own." Yeah, and that was a kind of, the real last of the four-man crew fishing that he'd done with us. That was actually his last night fishing.